Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Philadelphia School District is planning a top-to-bottom effort to confront racism. As KYW's Mike DiNardo reports, teacher training and curriculum changes are in the works.
While the national conversation about race plays out, Superintendent William Height says now is the time to combat racism in Philadelphia schools. Not only are district employees receiving anti-racism training, but the curriculum is being rewritten, starting with history courses.
To understand cultures and understand the cultures as it relates to the local area and to Black and multicultural history in a way that it has not been related before.
73% of district students are Black and brown, while two-thirds of teachers are white. Estelle Aqua, the director of special projects for the district's Office of Leadership Development, says confronting biases and inequities will be taking place district-wide.
We know that our students are listening. They're talking about this. They're talking about the impact of race and racism on their lives.
The district is forming what it calls an equity coalition to propose policy changes. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio.